Coming up on episode number 531. Well, it's Thursday night, cover story night, and usually I like to celebrate the birthday of a performer by playing several interpretations of their music on a cover story. But tonight we're going to be honoring a legend who passed away almost 20 years ago today. It was December 6th, 1988 in Madison, Tennessee, that we lost singer Roy Orbison, a legend in rockabilly and blues and rock and roll. So tonight it's the Roy Orbison cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's December 4th, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbin. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where we pick an artist and play several different interpretations or cover versions of that artist. Tonight it is Roy Orbison. We're going to be playing several songs here tonight celebrating the music of Roy Orbison, a singer that came to fame in the late 50s and early 60s with songs like Dream Baby, Pretty Woman, Only the Lonely, Crying, Running Scared, and disappeared somewhat in the 70s due to some tragedies that went on in his life. He lost his wife in a motorcycle accident, his house burned down, and two of his sons died. And but it was a comeback in the 80s with films like Blue Velvet and Pretty Woman, as well as joining the super group, the Traveling Wilburys, that brought him back into the limelight. Sadly, in time to see him leave again, he died in December 1988 from a heart attack. So let's celebrate the man with his music, starting with a cover of one of his most popular songs that was not as much a hit for him as it was for a cover by Linda Ronstadt. I'm going to play a cover by Texas Lightning from their album Meanwhile Back at the Ranch from 2005. Here's Texas Lightning with Blue Bayou.
So I'm saving nickels, saving folks are fine, and the world is mine on Blue Bayou, where those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see the familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes,
thank you. so sharply cut, like a switchblade to my heart, words tearing me apart. She tears again my bleeding heart. I want to run, she's pulling me apart. Fallen angel cries, and I just melt away. She's a mystery to me. Haunted by her sight, it's the darkness in her eyes that so enslaves me. And if my love is blind, then I don't wanna see. She's a mystery to me. Night falls, I'm cast beneath her spell. Daylight comes, our heaven turns to hell. Am I left to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery to me.
Blake Chen, also known as The Hungry Ghost, from the self-titled album, with a cover there of She's a Mystery to Me, taking the Roy Orbison song and kind of adding a second layer of paranormal, supernatural kind of feel to it. Really sparse, which I really, really like. She's a Mystery to Me, one of those last songs from that, one of the songs from that last album that Roy Orbison released, Mystery Girl, which definitely had all those influences from all the folks in the Traveling Wilburys that all those artists seemed to have after they were part of the Traveling Wilburys. Before that, you heard Running Scared, performed by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from his cover album from 1986, which was called Kicking Against the Pricks. And then we start off with Texas Lightning and their cover of Blue Bayou from their 2005 album, Meanwhile Back at the Ranch. Texas Lightning is a German band with an Australian lead singer. Just beautiful, smoky baby doll vocals, if you can describe something as smoky baby doll. She's just got just a honey of a voice. That is Texas Lightning. Well, Cover Reel tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA, who is best known for their work with speakers and speaker technology and their wireless audio adapter. We're actually going to talk about their speakers tonight, the Audio Engine 2s, also known as the A2s. These are desktop speakers, not as big as their bookshelf speakers, but they have all the same features that you know and love from the Audio Engine line, which is, of course, great sound and great looks and great versatility. The great sound, of course, comes from the high standards of their production, of their speaker development. It's a bass that is equal to the bass that you'd get from their larger systems. And, I don't know what the technology is to describe ohms and watts and stuff like that for speakers, but take it from me, they sound fantastic. Kevlar woofers and high-performance amplifiers with gold-plated speaker connections. How's that? That I recognize. Of course, the looks are also good. They've got that black and white piano finish, which is the perfect speaker to complement your desktop, whether it is a Mac or PC, or a desktop that has a black monitor, for example. They look great. And, of course, they're versatile. They sound great for the audio that comes from iTunes. Listening to this podcast, for example, would sound incredible on those speakers. Also, listening to video games, things like that, also sound really good. They have a very immersive sound to them. So check them out. Audio Engine USA, the A2s, the desktop speakers, available from Audio Engine USA. When you're ready to buy those speakers or any of the Audio Engine products, use the coupon code COVER10 and you'll save 10% off of your purchase from Audio Engine USA. All right, well, a minute ago I was talking about the Traveling Wilburys. We're going to play a cover of a Traveling Wilburys song right now, and it is one that I think I've played on the show before, but it is fantastic, and I think it's a contender. It should be a nominee for the end-of-year Coverville Countdown 2008. It is Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. Jenny Lewis, of course, the lead singer of Rilo Kiley. This was a recommendation from Mike in Virginia, who suggested this one, and I had to agree that it was a great choice. Of course, Traveling Wilburys, very prominent band with Tom Petty, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Bob Dylan, and of course Roy Orbison, who died shortly after the second album was released. I think probably was the cause of that band not recording any further, just losing one of their key members. This is Handle With Care from the album Rabbit Fur Coat, which came out in 2006. I will warn you that there is one word in here that is not safe for work or the kiddies' ears, so be ready for that. You know where it is, probably. Here's Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins with Handle With Care.
Been beat up and battered round, been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired.
Only the lonely. I'm
Been too obvious for me to play the Van Halen, David Lee Roth version of Pretty Woman, so I decided to play something a little bit rare, a little bit harder to find, which is Johnny Cougar. Yes, before he was John Mellencamp. Johnny Cougar's first album was Chestnut Street Incident. As a matter of fact, he had no idea that his label is going to be calling him Johnny Cougar on the front of that album. I guess they thought Mellencamp wasn't a sellable name. That first album, Chestnut Street Incident, contained a bunch of covers, including that Roy Orbison cover right there of Oh, Pretty Woman. Before that, you heard I Fought the Law, performed by Roy Orbison, one of those rare covers by Roy Orbison. Actually, he did a lot of covers, but that's a pretty rare one to find. You'll find it on a anthology set covering Roy Orbison from 1965 to 1973, which came out in 2006. That was on Volume 5. Before that, Only the Lonely, an a cappella track performed by The Flying Pickets from their 1991 album, The Best of The Flying Pickets. And then we start off with Handle With Care, originally by Traveling Wilburys, performed there by Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins from the 2006 album Rabbit Fur Coat. Well, a couple quick things to tell you about. Let me just tell you about the main one. Coverville Countdown 2008 is underway. Nominations going on now through about a week from now. On the 11th, I will cease the nominations and begin the voting process the next day, where you'll get to vote on all the nominees. But if there's a cover song, if there's an independent artist especially doing a cover song that you really liked hearing this year, well, why don't you go over to Coverville.com. You'll see a banner on the top of the page. Click it. It'll take you to the Coverville Countdown 2008 nomination page, where you can nominate your favorite cover songs, your favorite, whether it's independent artist or not. But hey, I would prefer if you give some independent artists a little love. That is the Coverville Countdown 2008. Also, right now, Black Friday sale still going on all that Coverville 500 merchandise. We've sold out of the large red Coca-Cola-esque t-shirt, but we still have plenty of mediums and extra larges and a couple smalls, as well as all of the Coverville 500 swag. T-shirts, poker chips, and posters. Go check it all out at discounted prices over at Coverville500.com. And that's it. All right, let's go ahead and get to the last set of music here. We're going to begin with a song that I think, another one that I played way, way back in the hundreds, I believe I played this, but it's time to bring it out again. It is a cover of Roy Orbison's Crying that was featured in the film Mulholland Drive, one of those weird David Lynch movies. And this song actually comes at the turning point of the movie. It's performed completely a cappella just by one singer, Rebecca Del Rio, in a very moving, touching, albeit Spanish language version. It's Llorando, performed by Rebecca Del Rio.
Yo estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé. Sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, luego de tu adiós,
sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando, llorando, llorando. Pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer, no me quieres. Siempre estaré llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor se llevó todo. Y quedó llorando, 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 llorando.
to escape. The city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right? I drove all night, crept in your room, woke you from your sleep to make.
Okay, it was a song that was a hit for Roy Orbison, but Celine Dion and Cyndi Lauper both had big hits with covers of that song, so I decided it's time to bring it back to Roy. That is I Drove All Night by Roy Orbison. You'll find that on his 2006 collection, The Essential Roy Orbison, a great place to start if you don't have any Roy Orbison albums. Before that, you heard Bonnie Raitt with her cover of You Got It from the 1995 film Boys on the Side, and we start off the set with another film soundtrack song, Rebecca Del Rio's cover of Llorando, Crying, for the Mulholland Drive movie. And with that, we shall bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, it's coverville@gmail.com is the email address, 206-222-COVER, in case you prefer to phone. Or if you prefer to web, you can use coverville.com, which has show notes, forums, everything you could possibly want cover-related, you'll find at coverville.com. We will be back with episode number 532 shortly. Some other cover stories coming up very shortly in the next couple months. Alex Chilton coming up a week from tonight. The Lion Sleeps Tonight will get a theme show. Of course, the Coverville Countdown taking us out through the end of the year. Fred Neil, Paul Kelly, Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, just to name a few, coming up in the next few months for cover stories. So if you've got ideas, suggestions, or thoughts, please get them to me at coverville.com. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.